Yes, Lord, we thank you for the work worldwide. Pastor Shabelli today, Pastor Lange flying to Hungary just tonight with his wife for the teams. We're for renting properties, supporting missionaries on the radio, loving people, Bible college, training people in America. Let's say to the Lord, give us Pennsylvania, Lord. Give us Pennsylvania, Philadelphia, Pittsburgh, Carlisle, York. Give us, Lord. We'll eat up America bit by bit, piece by piece in faith, Maryland, Pennsylvania. We pray, Lord, not us, but you, Lord, be magnified. Pray for our country, our president, the leaders, the men of God, the service of God, the walk of faith, the outreach, the Sunday schools, the disciples, the teenagers, the young people. Lord, and use this message in our hearts tonight. Thank you, Lord. We praise you. Thank you. Bless the men of God, David Jeremiah, Ravi Zacharias, Franklin Graham. There are many, many known and unknown, and the service of the body of Christ. Thank you for this assembly, all the assemblies in the city of Baltimore, every man of God, every woman of God, every walk, may we be helpful. May we be helpful. May your spirit move. The spirit move, Lord. And to snatch people and save and love with compassion and do this work. And raise up men and women that we would have finished Sisu. Finish Sisu, guts. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. That's a new word for you, right? Let's see. Sisu. Sisu. Is that right? Do I have a fin saying amen?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Here's Purio. Sisu. What is Sisu, Purio?
Get to know the fins so you know what it is. Tenacity. Don't quit, like Pastor Stephen.
Okay, tenacity, perseverance, starting a job, finishing the job, never quitting, get some guts, and the Finns call it Sisu. That's how they beat the Russians in World War II. Do we have any Russians here? And the wounds are still fresh. Okay, they beat the Russians one Finn against, one Finn against 50 Russians, and they held them off. That's how good they can ski. This afternoon, I left the office, and I just had the idea of going by faith, because this is faith. We are praying and fasting today. I broke my fast a couple hours ago. But just praying and fasting and however God leads you for the ministry and the walk of faith. I have some prayer requests. Do you? I have some needs. Amen? We have. So I drove to White Marsh. I just got the idea. I'll go to the avenue and I'll sit by the fountain. And I'll just pray there in the sunshine and pray that somebody will stumble along my way. I will not hand out any tracts. I'll just talk. And I had amazing time for maybe an hour or so, hour and a half. And I had three conversations without even trying, without soul winning or handing out tracts, just by faith. In prayer, saying, Lord, you know, help me be a communicator of your love. I say that because soul winning is easy. Talking to people is not hard. One of the ladies was in a wheelchair. She may be here one day. I wouldn't be surprised. I'm not sure. But can I do anything for you? How are you doing? What's important for you? Where did you come from? What was your childhood like? How did you grow up? What state were you born in? Where are you from? If we are interested in them, if we talk to them in love, take our time and listen to what they are saying. And then another question, and another question. And they ask you questions. And it's a beautiful thing. So I wanted to share that. It actually is satisfying and a lot of fun. And I know we do it. I think our church is amazing. Give yourself a pat on the back. No second thought. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Okay. Oh, I almost made a mistake. Yeah, there we go. Yeah. I have a short message. Maybe it's going to be long, but the idea is short. And it's from a story in the Old Testament in 1 Kings chapter 2. So turn there with me. I honestly think the Spirit gave this to me. I haven't read it for years. But it came to my mind, and I kind of got a little bit of the idea, and I have something to say about it. To give you the background, Solomon was to be the king. David is dying. His oldest son, Adonijah, believes he should be the king. So he gets a group around him. He gets Joab, who is basically the chief general of David. He gets a priest. He has a few other men of importance, and Shimei is one of them. It was an attempted coup. Bathsheba intervened and said to David, "Is it true that Adonijah is to be the king?" Nathan was really the prophet that alerted Bathsheba, and both of them went to David and said, "Is it true that you want Adonijah to be your successor?" And David said, "No, Solomon is to be my successor." Well, to make a long story short, the coup of Adonijah, the takeover of that man, did not succeed. Solomon became king. And when he talked to these men that he couldn't really trust, then he said to them certain conditions. With Joab, he had no patience. He was killed on the spot, holding onto the horns of the altar for his attempted coup. Adonijah was told, "If you behave, you will live." He made a mistake of asking for Abishag, the woman that crawled into bed with David on his deathbed. And this man who said, "I would like her to be my wife, to be a part of my harem." Then Solomon read into that and said, "You want to build a harem and use this woman? And what else do you want? Do you want to take over the kingdom?" And so he took him out. He was dead. But with this man, and this is verse 36 of chapter 2, the king sent and called for Shimei. He said unto him, "Build you a house in Jerusalem and dwell there. Go not forth hence any whither. In our English, build a house in Jerusalem. I'm going to keep my eye on you, and you can't go anywhere. You have to stay in the house." That's an interesting request. He's saying, if you stay in the house, you live. If you move around, I'll kill you. Well, when you're talking to a king like this, you can't fool around. Solomon is saying, this is the way it is. I lay it out to you. Stay in your house. Stay in Jerusalem. Don't go anywhere. And you're going to live. When you go out, you'll be dead. Verse 37. For it shall be that on the day that you go out and pass this over the brook Kidron, you shall know for certain that you shall die. Your blood shall be upon your own head. Shimei said unto the king, the saying is good. And why did he do it? Because he didn't trust him. He didn't know if he would conspire. He didn't know how he would move around, who his friends would be. So he just said, this is how it is. It's a fascinating story. Shimei, are you listening? Shimei, can you do it? Shimei, do you care about this? Those are all questions that I'm asking in the story, because as we read the story, Shimei couldn't do it. Verse 38, Shimei said unto the king, the saying is good, as my lord the king has said, so will thy servant do. And Shimei dwelt in Jerusalem many days. And it came to pass at the end of 3 years that two of the servants of Shimei ran away unto Achish, son of Maacah, king of Gath. They told Shimei, saying, behold, your servants be in Gath. It's kind of funny. You know? I mean, what a story. Wow. Okay. My servants ran away. I can't leave. But in this case, I'm going to go after them. I'm going to leave. I'm going to go to Gath. Verse 40. Shimei arose, saddled his ass, went to Gath, to Achish, to seek his servants. Shimei went, brought his servants from Gath. It was told Solomon that Shimei had gone from Jerusalem to Gath and was come again. The king sent and called for Shimei and said unto him, did I not make you to swear by the Lord and protested unto thee, saying, no, for certain on the day that you go out, walkest abroad any whither, that thou shalt surely die? And you said unto me, the word that I have heard is good. Why then hast thou not kept the oaths of the Lord and the commandment that I have charged thee with? The king said moreover to Shimei, you knowest all the wickedness which thine heart is privy to, that you did to David my father. Therefore the Lord shall return your wickedness upon your own head. Now, just a couple simple points about the story. It's so possible that I agree, I understand, but I don't have the spirit, the power, the ability, the understanding. It could be I agree, but I don't have the means, the understanding, but the pride that is in my heart. My ways of the past. Like in 2 Peter 2:22, the dog returning to the vomit. How can a man change? Where he would say, I'm not leaving Jerusalem. I am here. I have no future except being here. This is where I will be. I'm not even thinking of ever leaving Jerusalem. This is my life. If I want to live, this is where I'm going to live. And I have it in my mind, and I have it in my heart. But after 3 years, I can imagine having an itch. I want to go to the ocean. Gath is on the ocean, by the way. My servants ran away. I have a legitimate reason to go and get them. Anybody would understand that. I've got to go. I want to go. I don't have any other way of looking at it, but I'm going to go. I will go. I'm going to go. No question about it. I'm going. But didn't the king say, yeah, I know what the king said, or at least maybe. Maybe it's changed his mind, maybe, but I don't have the same. I don't have it in my heart. I don't have it in my mind. I don't have it in my life. I do not, I'm not going to do this. That's what I wanted to say tonight. I don't know what it applies to in your life, but it is amazing that the Spirit can say, this guy, I don't care about the outside, but the inside, this guy has a real problem. He's proud. He can't hear. I think if you put Christ into this story, and Solomon would say to Christ, you are not to leave. Is that accepted by you? He said, yes, I accept that. And then it would be Christ's mind, God's mind, would be in his heart. He would be able to do it. Because Philippians chapter 4 says, we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. But have you ever met somebody who never changes? Have you ever met somebody who cannot make those decisions? They make them maybe on the outside, but 3 years later, they cannot keep it. It cannot happen. They cannot keep it. It is not in their mind. It is not in their heart. It is not worked into their soul. They cannot do it. They will return to the vomit. Or in this story, he goes, I'm going after my slaves. There's not even a question about it. I'm going. Well, this is our nature. This is the way people are. And I would say it would be a very discouraging story if we left it just as it is. But it's a great warning. And it's an instruction in the psychology and the spirituality of a human being. I do not believe, even though Herod loved John the Baptist, he loved to listen to him. He was fascinated by him. He was entertained by him. When it came to his wife saying, I want his head, his wife's daughter, came to Herod and said, I want the head of John the Baptist. Herod could not do anything other than give her the head of the man that he listened to and enjoyed to listening to, but it never changed his life. Wow. Well, here's the good news. The good news is our life has been changed. That's it. We have a new nature. We have finished Sisu. More than that, we have Christ in our hearts. We have a single eye. When God says, you can do this, and we agree with God and we do it, and even more so, there is joy, possibility, opportunity, there is faith, there is glory, there is the nature of God. When God says, I'd like you to listen and be a listener and be obedient, not just like Shimei here, he's listening like on the outside. He's just hearing it, yes, I agree, yes, I will do this. But after 3 years, he doesn't agree. He's out, he's gone, because he doesn't have Christ in his heart. Christ is in our heart. Christ has made us different. Many times I've thought to quit, but there's one thing at work in my heart that allows me to go on, and that is Christ in us, the hope of glory. Many times I've said, I'm done, I'm finished. There's no more contract. And God said, the only contract I have with you is that I will manifest Christ in you, the hope of glory. The only hope you have is that person on the cross. The only life that really changed was the one that He gave. Not our determination. You cannot keep this promise like this guy. Could not do it. In 3 years, he's down the road. He's gone. The psalmist said, hey, did he go? The servant said, yeah, he left. He went down to Gath and he snuck back. And he's back in town. He's back at home. Yes, call him here. Solomon said, did you go? He said, yes, I did. He said, did you not agree with me the day you would go, you would die? Let's read the rest of it. So King Solomon shall be blessed. The throne of David shall be established. So the king commanded Benaniah, the son of Jehoiada, which went out and fell upon him, that he died. The kingdom was established in the hand of Solomon. That's a pretty strong story. Pretty amazing. I just want to say, I don't think I can do God's will, Joshua 24:19, but I know we can because of Christ, His grace. I don't think I can keep these kind of promises, but I know Christ can. Christ can. Christ does. Christ has done it. Christ is doing it. Christ is dwelling in us. Christ is building us up. God is making us able. But the hearer, this is a bad hearer. Shimei cannot hear. Why? He hears. No, he doesn't hear it. It's not changing him. He's not converted. He is not changed. He'll go back. Remember I said that on Sunday night, 75 people in Chicago OD'd on heroin in Chicago in 3 days. And because it's laced with this fentanyl, it makes the heroin stronger. But it's very, very micro parts of it, Fred Ellis told me, and it can kill you. And if the guy making it up, gets messed up in the quantities, then it'll kill you. Well, 75 people in Chicago are dead in 3 days. Well, in our meeting, I spotted one guy. He came up. He looked very nervous. He looked at me like one of these kind of things. I go, yeah. He falls back into it. He goes back into heroin. Falls back into it. Yes, he does. He lives right, does it, just like Shimei. 3 years, not living by the thing, but then he cannot keep it. And he falls back. And I mean, he's now in the story. You know the story. So, no. You know what a disciple is? Very quietly, humbly praying. You know what a disciple is? Believing I cannot do it. And believing God, Christ does it. How does it happen? He keeps me. He speaks to me. He opens this book. He puts it deep in my spirit. 40 years later, we're preaching the same thing and it hasn't changed at all. 40 years later is what we believe and embrace. And we haven't changed because where did God put it? This guy, he's a shallow, empty man. Shimei and Solomon even called him. Didn't he say, your own wickedness, which is in your heart, which you are privy to. You know that you wake at night dreaming of taking over. You know that there's not a humble bone in your body. You know that you're a wicked man just looking for an opportunity to take over. You know that you're a proudful person and you cannot get it straight. That's what Solomon is saying. You're history. And he's gone. Well, we're not in the Old Testament time tonight in that way, but we are in this way. You know, I don't no excuses with God, no excuses. I require truth in the inward part. When I put it in you, it is in you. When you have fellowship with me, you have fellowship with me. When you follow me, you rejoice in me. I feed you with food that is good for you. A haughty spirit goes before a fall. That's what happened in the story. A haughty spirit. My slaves ran away. Well, I'm going to go get them. And I don't care what Solomon is saying. I'm going to go get them. A haughty spirit comes before a fall. But a humble spirit before honor is humility. Proverbs 18:12. So, I don't know if that built you up, but that came to me the other day. I don't, was it this morning, last night? Maybe the night before, last night, and then this morning. And I said, I'm going to preach about that. And that's it. Do you get it? It is amazing. I wanted to encourage you. I want you to be encouraged in it. I want you to be encouraged in it. I don't know if you are. I got to say it one more time and we'll finish. I want you to be encouraged in it. Hallelujah, I am not that guy, Shimei. I got truth in my inner part. Hallelujah, I'm not like Herod, who will change overnight like a chameleon. Hallelujah, I'm not like Demas, who has forsaken Paul, having loved this present evil world. Hallelujah, I'm not like Pharaoh, who said, you can go, and then he said, no, you cannot go. These people cannot get it right because they do not have Christ in their heart. We are not like those people. We are like these people that say, live or die. This is how we believe and this is what we think. This is amazing. This guy couldn't do it. You can. This guy couldn't make it, couldn't keep the promise, couldn't do it because it wasn't in his heart. You can. When you start Bible college, you can also finish it. When you go into the ministry, you can carry on. When you work in the ministry as a great servant, like we all do in different ways, we can enjoy it and say, this is in my heart. I am going to do this all the days of my life by the grace of God, because God has not asked me to do anything great or fantastic or difficult. He just said, trust me with all your heart. I'll fill you. I'll satisfy you. Trust me. I'll lead you in and out. I'll feed you. I'll help you. I'll get it done. And at the end of your life, you say, how did I ever live a life like that? And the answer from heaven will say, you sure did not do it. You did not do it. I did it. The answer from heaven will say, I equipped you. I spoke to you. You made yourself available. You showed up in the church. You listened by faith. You went up to White Marsh and sat down on a fountain like a simple person. A very simple, very, and we all do this, but I just say, and just pray and abide and get that sunshine and think about God's love and pray and rejoice and love people, and you end up ministering. And you do it all the days of your life, as much strength that you have, because God called us into it, and we do it because who else has a message like this? Who else can say God loves you? God will never forsake you. Who else can say here is eternal life? Here is a relationship. Who else can say these amazing words to hurting people? Nobody. Amen. Would you pray with me, please? You're here tonight, and we even listening on the internet, and we care. We do. We care. God cares. We care. God cares. God cares to the point of tears. Cares to the point of giving his son. He cares. Lord, forgive us for not understanding it and hearing it like you want us to hear it. When we think you gave your son, it's when it goes in our spirit, we are overwhelmed. when we think about our place in Baltimore in 2015, in these days, critical days, we don't know what a day will bring forth. We are linked up, persuaded, convinced, focused, weak but strong. Yes, living in faith. Yes, Lord. And to those that are needing to hear the gospel, may there be many preachers prepared in the back, backside of the desert, in the back rooms of life, in the unnoticed places of service, and it be in our spirit. We will serve when nobody is watching. We will be available when nobody knows. We will be abiding before God at a point, an important point that only God knows what those points are. We're available to God and persuaded by God. Say, if you don't have Jesus in your life, say, Jesus Christ, I ask you into my life. I ask you to make yourself known to me. I ask you to speak to me. I ask you to love me. I ask you to help me. I ask you to convert me. I ask you to persuade me. I don't want to go back to the mire. I don't want to go back to the vomit. I don't want to go back. I don't want to leave where you have put me. I want to abide in you, and I want to grow in you. And growth takes time, but the roots go down, the plant goes up and gets strong and bears fruit in its season. Yes, Lord. Say to Christ, I believe, I trust you. Say that, please, in your heart, and then raise your hand. Anyone here tonight, say it to Jesus. Okay, thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you in Jesus' name. We pray. Thank you, Lord. Amen.